This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إذ قال يوسف لأبيه يا أبت إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Dear all, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am extremely honored at this opportunity to be speaking to you all this Ramadan in what will be a series covering pertinent lessons, the morals, manners and etiquettes with the Book of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, Al-Wahid Al-Qahhar. Dear all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Ummah of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with countless blessings. From these many blessings is the month of Ramadan. And if we only concentrated on the month of Ramadan, it would be enough for us to understand how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was and is upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if you were to try and take account of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, meaning upon us all, we would never ever be able to do so. So why is Ramadan so special? Well, there are several components and factors that teach us why Ramadan is so special. For example, there's the element of the development of a taqwa, which I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all with the passing of this month. Also, this month gives one and all an ability to revise themselves. Why? Because we stay away from halal sustenance, as well as halal relationships for a specific period. And when one does this, they are able to concentrate on spiritual development, self-development. Their bodies as well tend to rejuvenate themselves. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. These are wisdoms from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the abilities to understand these vast wisdoms and grant us the abilities to make full use of this particular month. Ameen. Also, dear servants of Allah, we need to understand that this month as well is very special in that when we understand and have confidence in our own abilities to stay away from halal food, halal drink, as well as halal relationships, then we become confident that we are able, inshallah, to stay away from haram food and drink and relationships throughout the course of the year. Subhanallah. So this is an opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to train ourselves. Also, what makes this specific month extremely special, and this inshallah, it will be the criteria of our series together, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has associated the month of Ramadan with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Al-Qur'an. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed his book on a very special night during the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes manifest this very important point in several places in his book. O servants of Allah and dear children of Adam, inshallah, in this particular series, a very short series, but inshallah it will be extremely important, I hope to share with you all certain lessons, certain manners, certain morals, certain etiquettes that each and every one of us must adopt with the book of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, Al-Wahid Al-Qahhar. Na'am, indeed, good deeds will be heavy on the scales of deeds on the day of Qiyamah. But also what will be heavy on the scales of deeds on the day of Qiyamah is good manners. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us when we adopt superior conduct. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this ability. Dear viewers, the Sharia has taught us in detail the correct manner that one should adopt with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding his book, verily we, meaning it is we who have sent down the dhikr, meaning the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and surely we will guard it from corruption, from being lost, from being edited. La ilaha illallah. This is a very powerful verse explaining the reality of the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we learn from this verse the eminence of the Quran and how important it is to protect it, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised its protection. Thus we learn first and foremost, O servants of Allah, that from the etiquettes, the good manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book is the protection of it. Protecting it in every manner possible, in handling it correctly, in memorizing it, la ilaha illallah. And what great rewards does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have in store for the one that memorizes his book. Also, O servants of Allah, we need to have good manners with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that we contemplate and deliberate over the manifest and bountiful lessons that exist within this book. La ilaha illallah. Indeed, they are manifest lessons, bountiful lessons. If only we took time to ponder and contemplate and deliberate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this ability, and inshallah, throughout our short series, I hope to share with you some more information regarding this. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, regarding a person and the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, several lessons and several statements. From them, I will share with you two of them. The first thing is that he said, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ, the best of you. مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ, the best of you are those that learn the Qur'an and teach it. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَلَى. So what a great manner and service it is to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to learn the Qur'an and teach it to others. Another hadith that teaches us the importance of being prolific with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said that the person who is proficient in the Qur'an is with the safara, is with the safara, meaning the messengers and the angels. And then he said they are also with the kiram. And the kiram refers to those that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, al-bararah, meaning that a person who is prolific with the Qur'an and proficient will also be with those that are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do we not aspire to be with these people? For indeed, these people are from those that will inhabit the highest ranks in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the inhabitants of Jannah. Ameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that as for the person who reads the Qur'an whilst it is difficult for him, even though he stutters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him two rewards. And this hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. So this hadith, dear servants of Allah, teaches us the importance of being proficient with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving in ensuring that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through reciting this book. And this is the month of Al-Qur'an, a month that inshallah will allow us to inculcate and adopt within ourselves this ability to have a strong relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a relationship that will last inshallah throughout the course of the year till the following Ramadan, where inshallah we will have an ability to train ourselves again to remain upon obedience, to remain upon a strong standing with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the following Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a life in His obedience and a life that witnesses many more Ramadans. Ameen. Our Sharia has gone to great lengths in informing us how to live our life with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in doing so, our Sharia has taught us the important manners that one should adopt with the book of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And as I said earlier, this inshallah will be the criteria of this particular series. So after this introduction, let us delve into the first lesson inshallah. The first lesson taught to us by our Sharia, a great etiquette, a great aspect, in fact, the most important aspect that one should adopt and ensure that they are perfect in when dealing with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O servants of Allah, This is the quality of ikhlas, of being sincere. So once again, the first lesson, the first moral and manner and etiquette that we are going to discuss in this particular series, after our brief introduction, is the importance of ikhlas, the importance of being sincere. For know and understand that when we read the Quran, we are actually worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are actually building our Jannah. And for any act of worship to be accepted, there are two pillars that have to be met. There are two pillars that have to stand for the act of worship as a whole to be accepted. The first pillar is ikhlas. That our reading, our recitation, our study with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is solely for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal Al-Wahid Al-Qahar. This is manifest. This is criteria. If we don't, our worship will be null and void, free of rewards. La ilaha illallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. We never want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah thinking we have amassed deeds only to find that we have done nothing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Why? Because we might have done certain acts for the sake of the people. May Allah protect us all. Ameen. We might have done it for the sake of name and fame and having a public profile. La ilaha illallah. If we do so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reward us even a reward. And we, and only we, stand to lose on the day of Qiyamah. So ensure, O servants of Allah, that during this month, as you open the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is at dawn, whether it's throughout the day, whether it's during the evening, ensure that your association with it first and foremost is to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 30th juz, in a famous surah that we may have memorized, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they were not commanded except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. With sincerity. And we all know the famous hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu an, when he reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. That there is nothing about your act, about your action, except by the intention that an act of worship is done by. If you intend by it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will be considered worship. If you intend by it other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then, well, I'm sure we know the answer to that. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. With that, we will go for a short break, and inshallah, I will see you on the other side.